Hello, this is Tom. Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Denari. How may I help you?
Yeah. Let me turn off the TV here. I'm calling about a charge on my credit card bill. We don't recognize it here, but I think you guys are related. It's called ClickBuy, Hot Order. Does that ring any bells?
Yes, sir. And can you provide me with that zip code so I can pull up that order and see what we charged you for?
Okay, there's two separate charges. What do you want to know?
Your zip code.
Oh, 37890.
37890.
Yeah.
And can I have your first and last name?
Quentin Clemens, C-L-E-M-M-O-N-S. The charge might have been made by my wife, Maureen Clemens.
And can you spell that first name for me?
M-A-U-R-E-E-N.
Last name?
Clemens, C-L-E-M-M-O-N-S.
Okay, hold on just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, sir, so I see you were charged, your wife account was charged for $67.32 for a kitchen set, sir?
For a what?
It says, let me see, hold on. And this was the 30th of October. It says it was for a kitchen. It says she had entered like a sweepstake in order to win like a kitchen set, a kitchen PT, MC.
She knows nothing about that. But what date are you talking about?
This was October the 31st.
October 31st. Hold on, let me see. That's not the one I'm talking about. That doesn't even show up in my bill, so I haven't been billed on that yet by my credit card company. So let's go back, if you would, to the ones I'm talking about. And they're October 5th. Both charges are October 5th.
Sir, are you referring to your account or your wife's account, sir? Because I'm in your wife's account. I don't see anything for October 5th.
We use the same credit card.
That's not how our system works. I will have to pull up your information in order to see the charges that you have been charged for separately than from your wife's account.
Okay, it's not her. It's our. It's a mutual account. But I'll give you my name too, if you want. It's the same credit card. Are you there?
I'm here, sir.
Oh, okay. Okay, so what do you want to know from me?
Your first and last name, sir.
Okay, Quentin, Q-U-E-N-T-I-N, Clemens, C-L-E-M-M-O-N-S.
Oh, well, there isn't anything popping up with that name, so I'm assuming that both of the charges is going to be on your wife's account, so hold on.
Okay.
Yeah, so I don't see anything on my end with the date that you are talking about.
October 5th, click by, hot order. That's who you are, right? Click by?
Yes, sir. And did you like subscribe to anything, order anything with like with?
No, I didn't. Uh-huh. Are you guys? You're not also affiliated with BuildTech Premium, SOL, are you?
You said BuildTech.
BuildTech, yeah.
That must was a charge on your end, sir. I'm not sure.
Okay, what about Force Extreme Gadget? Are you affiliated with that?
Yes, sir.
Ah. Yeah, so they're linking here. That click buy is, we ordered none of this. We don't know what happened. And my wife didn't order anything. She doesn't want any of this stuff. We're getting apps, email apps. We're getting earbuds. We're getting digital watches. And we're getting charged for it. So I don't know what to do.
Well, sir, something had to be authorized on your end because we have your car information and your address on here. I have is a 120 Lakefront PL, White Pine, TN37890.
Right, yeah.
That's your address, sir. So it had to be authorized by somebody on your end.
Well, but do you acknowledge that the order was shipped?
Let me see.
I thought you said you had no reference.
I never said that, sir.
You what?
I never said that.
Okay, so do you have any reference to that? Any knowledge about two charges made on October 5th?
I have different charges, but I don't have anything for October 5th on my end. Only thing in October that I have is the 30th.
That's the only one you have?
Yes, sir, and it's a 3732 charge. I mean, a 6732 charge.
Well, if you can cancel that, please do, because we didn't really place the order.
Okay, yes, I can cancel that for you. And I can bless you.
Oh, please. You're beautiful. Yes. Thank you. If you can cancel it. How about these other ones?
Okay.
Well, you seen what?
Okay, so I see you were fully refunded on August the 26th for a $56.95 charge already. You were fully refunded for that. Because it says fully refunded.
Mm-hmm. In August? In August?
Yes, and that refund, okay. Let me see what that refund was.
Okay. But the two charges I'm talking about, one's for $24.98 and the other one's for $97.08, and they were October 5th. You don't have any record of that, huh?
No, sir, I don't. Only thing I see is October the 30th for a $67.32.
Okay, and you've canceled that one then, huh?
Yes, sir, and let me see. Hold on just a moment. Okay, hold on just a moment.
Sure.
Okay, so, sir, I fully refund you for that charge. And do you want me to cancel out this account so you won't be charged for anything else?
Oh, absolutely. Now, to be clear, when you say you'll fully reimburse me for that charge, are you talking about the October charge, right?
Yes, sir. I'm talking about the October
charge. October 30 charge.
Yes, sir. The 6732.
Okay, right. But again, nothing on October 5th, even though I have it in, right in front of me here for my credit card company that there's two charges made to click by. So yes, I'll call them and dispute it.
Okay, sir.
Yeah. But I just, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. And I just put that refund in. It should be in your account 3 to 5 business days. And I just canceled out your account so you won't be charged for anything else in the future.
Okay. Absolutely. There was no membership or any of that going on here, right?
No, sir. I canceled all of that.
Okay. Thank you. You're a nice lady. Have a nice day.
You too.